I Captain Phillips to the podcast. I'm the host now. I don't know why it's Sean Connery taking over cargo ships.
But I'm in.
When I try and do a Somali pirate, it's Sean Connery. When I try and do Sean Connery, it's Stroke Kermit the Frog.
Stroke Michael Caine.
I've already buried too many members of the Wayne family.
I won't be burying you.
I'm John Lithgow and I'm Batman.
Welcome to the Talking Fail podcast. This is the only podcast that steals the Whose Line Is It Anyways bit with their intros. And today we have Arthur.
What's up?
And Tyler.
Are you Sarah Connor?
And Ethan.
Sorry, everybody.
And Arthur.
Hey, what's up? So, the reason why I brought you here today is to tell you something that Tyler said. Tyler?
What? This is very confusing.
Tyler, please be quiet. Arthur's going to tell us something you said.
Okay. What did I say?
Will?
So I was walking to a bar, and I played pool, and there was a drunk guy who came up, and he wanted to play me. And I was like, hells yeah. And then I destroyed him in the pool game. And, yeah. And he cried.
Isn't yelling hells yeah, like, in the top three of their checklist to know if somebody's underage? Oh, wait a minute. Happy birthday. I just to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Mr. President.
We have a situation in these pants. Boom.
So it was actually Will's birthday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, last week. We probably should have done the singing last week, but...
Nah. Wait, it was last week?
Yeah. So how was your birthday?
How was your sing?
It was pretty good.
Do anything fun?
Did a bunch of drinking. There's this place where we live, me and Tyler, not you losers. Called Coin Op, and it's like an arcade for adults. Has a bunch of retro stuff, so it's kind of cool that I got to play Pac-Man on a real machine. But, you know, you guys can't go there because you don't live in Sacramento.
I really want to build off of this, but you pigeonholed me. I can't go there, but I love going there.
Have you been there?
It's a frequent spot that some of my peers and I go to. That was really
I have never
way.
Been.
Then why are you...
What is this place?
Well, thanks. I have a hand grenade. So, yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. They have this outside area where you can play Connect 4 and other like non-arcade games, but that's like sort of on the other end of the spectrum. Somewhere in the middle
Please
of the
don't
spectrum,
say spectrum
of games. All right, I won't say spectrum anymore. But I can't really finish my thought without using the word spectrum.
Now you know what it's like to be on the spectrum.
Okay.
Premier
so,
tonight
really
on the CW.
Interesting for the listeners that don't live in Sacramento, right?
There's a huge game of Jenga.
Yeah.
There's two of them, actually, and they're really fun. Especially because, you know, it's a bar, so you get drunk, and then you wonder how you knock down Jenga.
Wow, how did I do that? I'm so wasted right now. I don't even know, man.
So
mm-hmm. I'm too young for alcohol and games.
You're too young to play games.
I'm out.
So
is this prompting a live episode of the podcast next month?
If you can get yourself over here.
Like a minority and a geographical location, I will get there. I was trying to be nondescript, which made it more racist.
I want to talk about where we went after Coin Op.
Okay.
So I'll just tell the story from my perspective, and then Tyler can add some stuff once I'm done.
Okay.
Geez, how much time does your birthday get you on this show?
So we're in downtown Sacramento, and there's a lot of walking downtown Sac because parking is harder than, not downtown. So we start walking, and Tyler says, I'm going to take you to another place, another bar. And he says, it's really fancy. And we're walking. We start walking down an alley, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we're going to cut through an alley and get mugged while we're cutting through an alley. And then Tyler starts walking toward an open door in the alley, like next to some dumpsters. I'm like, where are you going, Tyler? And we go inside, and there's a bar in the alley.
What's it called?
It's called Pre-Flight Lounge. And it's basically, it's you walk into an alley, there's a little door in the wall, and you go inside, and there's a tiny, literally a hole in the wall bar.
How many people can, like, fit in there?
Like, at the bar on stools,
18
probably like
and a half?
10. 10, and then there's a couple couches.
And a piano.
Kind of lounge area.
Piano's a strange
and
choice.
And a piano. I've never seen anyone.
Where did
play
you
the
fly to?
Well, that's later in the story.
This sounds really cool. What, other than the fact that it's like a dive bar in an alley, what's interesting?
It's a dive bar in an alley.
They didn't card me, and it was my 21st birthday, which was interesting.
You could have been going there all along.
In her defense, it was dark, so
maybe I should give it a try.
What kind of
they'll kick you right out for having
Tyler
a man
to
bun,
add to that story?
I got kicked out of an LA bar because after I had ordered seltzer water.
I remember this. I was there.
Yeah, yeah. You tried to teach me how to bribe bouncers.
I wasn't teaching you how to bribe bouncers.
Well, we never got in, so no, you didn't.
What? All right. Well, we didn't get turned away because of fashion. The guy in front of us was not like in the dress code, apparently. I feel like they were just using it as a reason to like not let him in, because I don't think we were dressed nicely or anything, and he wasn't dressed nicely. But afterwards, after that guy got kicked out, I was like, hey, are we good? And he's like, yeah, you guys are fine. It's like, oh.
If I'm interjecting parts so far in the story, Will has had a beer at CoinOp, a mixed drink at CoinOp, and then a beer at Pre-Flight, and then I ordered him a shot of vodka at Pre-Flight. Will, we forgot to mention the private detective.
What?
Okay, so on the way out, I've never seen it before.
I'm flying out.
But right across now. From the bathroom door, there's another door that I just assumed it was like, private or storage or something like that. But I actually read the plaque on it, and it had like a name, first and last name, and it said, so-and-so, private detective. And it's like, and the office is inside the bar door. So it's like, are his hours
like
only when the bar's
movie
open?
I haven't seen yet. That's amazing.
So yeah, I tried Googling the name and I couldn't find anything. So I don't know. Maybe next time we should go there and we should knock.
We'll ask.
Maybe he will replace Alex.
It sounds like Saul Goodman's office from Better Call Saul.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Which I finally started watching.
We should ask him to find Ethan. We'll say
just tell him to find my missing girlfriend, but never tell him that she has not nor will exist, and see how long it takes him to like Jacques Cousteau that.
What if he he's gonna have you answer 20 questions. And then he's going to go out and he's going to ask.
He's like, okay, I'm on the case. And then comes back 20 minutes with a hooker. Found her. She fits the criteria of your questions.
Money buys happiness, right?
Not for her.
So So we're gonna take.
Yeah, I'm too much of a romantic to go that route, or actually like subject a woman to any sort of like intimate interactions with myself.
You're too much of a romantic for that.
Amazon announced a new thing.
Oh,
The Echo.
What's on fire this time?
Echo Show.
Show.
What's the Echo Show?
Sorry, I was waiting for Will to finish his Echo Show. So you know, are you familiar with the Amazon Echo?
Echo.
Stop doing
that's
that.
That's all it does. It hears you say Echo and it echoes.
So, the Amazon Echo, it's, you know, depending on which version you get, it's a little, like a voice assistant that you put in like your kitchen or wherever central area, and you can talk to it and ask it for recipes or set timers and stuff. But this, the new version that they announced will have a screen on it as well. So you could do, I guess you could look up video, like maybe tutorial videos or something. And then you can do like video chat with people if they have one as well.
I do have a question. Do you guys have like Echo or other like smart devices?
I have a Echo Dot, which is the $50 small like hockey puck size. I don't know sports. I don't. But how big is a hockey puck? I'm guessing. Is it Echo? Is it Echo Dot sized? So yeah, I have one of those. I also have a Google Home, and so I was actually surprised at how much I use the Amazon Echo. Mm-hmm. It's in my kitchen, and I'm constantly setting timers with it, with just voice commands. So that's pretty cool.
So you have both the Echo Dot and the Google Home?
Yes.
Why?
Because I wanted the Home because I like Google things. And then I won the Amazon Dot, Echo Dot, at a work potluck.
On the topic of Echo and whatnot, I have an Echo Dot as well. I use it for one thing, and that's to turn on and off my TV. So that's the extent of my use. But I do know you can like play music and stuff through it, and that's cool.
I found that the Amazon music is like really limited, at least from what I'm trying to access it through voice. I feel like with Google Home, there's a bigger store, and then I can with the Home, I can just pull up my phone, and I use Play Music all the time, so I can just directly cast that audio, or even just like my podcast app on my phone. Like I can just, it's got cast capability, so I can just send that audio to that to that bigger speaker than my phone. So I
can you say like play the podcast
I've actually been trying because it's on Google Play Podcast. It'll play something else that is like sounds like Talking Fail, and I've tried all kinds of variations and.
What sounds like Talking Fail? I was under the impression we're pretty original.
Well, I actually have my Google Home right here. I could try it.
Yeah, why not? And then we'll collect our checks, and then we'll go home.
Man, that Google ad money.
Okay, hey Google, play the Talking Fail podcast.
Sure, playing the latest episode of The Other F Word: Conversations About Failure, EP 29, Billy Baker on Loneliness.
Touch your devices.
But I've done like variants because I feel like as saying, you know, play the Talking Fail podcast is a very specific, like, okay, go to the podcast section and find Talking Fail, which we're there. Hang on, hey Google.
What happens if you say play my podcast?
Hey Google. Whose fire alarm is going off? Should you
Arthur,
it's mine.
There's probably not a fire.
But don't worry about it. It's just what it does sometimes.
No more fire?
No, I think either the fire got so large that it engulfed.
Oh my god, they're having a fire sale.
They fixed it.
Yeah. Okay, so these questions are I did not come up with these questions. I would not recommend you go to this website. Doesn't seem like a good website, but it's called The Stallion Style. Yeah. And it's
good. Thanks for the name so I can avoid it.
21 questions for a girl you like. So I'm going to ask you guys...
What are you trying to say here, Will?
So I'm going to ask all you guys some of these questions. So, what is something you have tried but will never do again?
Being myself. Next question.
What is a quirky habit you have?
Being myself. Next question.
Who is your best friend?
Non-applicable. Next question.
Oh, you're not gonna say yourself.
I would have said yourself.
I feel like you set yourself up for that one.
I don't want to be dishonest. I don't want to speak for other people.
What is the one thing you did in your past that you wish you could undo?
Start this podcast?
I was going to go with existing. I think that's a little higher up.
How much of that is on you and how much of it is on your mom?
Don't bring my mother into this. What is your biggest fear?
Your mom?
Well, it's a good thing she doesn't listen to the show, as previously established in episode 3. You want to go listen to that?
Yeah, but Dad does.
Is this our timeline episode?
Would you rather be loved or have a lot of money?
Why is it a mutually exclusive thing?
Everybody asks, why not both?
It's a would you rather.
Either. Well, if you have money, then people will love you automatically.
Exactly. Moving on to the next question.
That's how that works.
Wait, this is for the girl that you like?
Yes. Ooh, yeah, that kind of says a lot about you if you say money to a girl you like.
It's like an instant red flag.
Yeah, but this just feels like this. Feels like a girl trapping who knows someone her value. It's like you never go up to someone and just say, like, I'm going to ask you 20 questions and you better answer. Otherwise.
If you get them right, then you get to bang me.
What is something you used to do as a child that you wish you could do? Still.
Pee outside.
That's a pretty good one.
I've done yard work before and not bothered to go inside. In my backyard.
So we're going to take a quick breather from the rapid question asking. And I'm going to go ahead and look at some of the ads on the side of this website. Five fabulous tips to make any woman squirt easily.
Are they like trying to get ketchup out of a thing?
Yeah, only go with plastic
bottles. Let me click on it and see.
I really like the bottles that are upside down.
I just got her like in a that super way.
Yeah. Oh nope, it's not ketchup. It's not ketchup.
Mustard? I should have guessed mustard.
20 really interesting questions to ask a girl you like? I'm on that. Why would I need to?
Yeah, and what are you supposed to do with the answers?
You print them out and hand it to her.
Here's your report.
Wait, are they questions to ask her or questions for you to have her ask you? Hey, I saw you across the bar and thought you should ask me some questions.
I think it's mainly for asking people you're on a podcast with.
Have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Well, it was...
That's my icebreaker.
Well, it was fun having podcasting with you guys. I'll see you later.
Okay. Only got a couple more good questions. I'll just blaze through them really quickly. What is the one movie that has influenced your life the most?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Two.
Two. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen the second one.
No one has.
I don't know what happens.
Well, I don't know if you should be putting your name on films you haven't seen. That could, like, you know, I'm something.
I feel like this is a reference.
I'm pretty sure he's still fat, and it's funny that he is fat.
Hey, well, he sort of saves the day in the first one, but...
But in a funny way.
But, like, what does everybody do with that day? Like, go back to a mall that they all complain about?
I'll say the Zodiac.
What?
It
influenced me.
He is a role model now.
Ah.
Where's the one place in the world you feel safe? If you think about it, that's a really creepy question to ask a girl you're kind of liking. Like, where's your safe place?
Where's the one place I shouldn't take you? What's the one place that'll make you feel comfortable enough to not pick up on the red flags that is my presence?
Let me take your one safe place and invade that.
Hey, you want to hear one of my favorite games? It's called Drink and Guess. It's when you close your eyes and try and guess the flavor of the drink somebody hands you. It's watermelon.
Oh, that's what that was.
I've never heard of that flavor. What is the one thing you want to experience before you die?
Paint a self-portrait.
Escape from Will. Listen,
okay. If you could fight anybody in anybody...
Whoa.
Who would you fight?
We're just throwing these questions out to anyone now?
My inner demons. Is this... Well, we're playing, like...
My I'd inner fight demons. Tyler for invading my bit.
Come on. I'm already fighting my demons.
Well, I mean, it's not like you have to have a unique answer, right?
What if my demons fought your demons?
Mine would win?
William, last question! I just read it. Which is the first region your eyes would wander to if you were to ever see me naked?
The parts that generally are closed. Like, that's...
Are you sure?
The parts that are my own feet. By her arms.
Look, I would be worried... If I asked that question and I got an answer like your hair, unless never mind.
Remember, this is you.
The organ donor status of on your.
Remember, this
license.
Is you looking at me naked.
Wait, what?
So wait. You asked
I
me.
I answered a lot of questions. Not
where
knowing
I that. Would look.
I think it's funnier this way. Yes.
I'd look right into your Google Hangouts webcam avatar. It's the only place I can ever
find solace.
I would close my eyes. I would look at the
but
back
there
of
there would
my
be
eyelids.
A split second where you saw me and you would be looking at me like...
But it's too late. I've seen everything.
So what would be the first place you would see?
I don't
Jody,
know.
Jody, Will soliciting internet love.
Again.
Now, you do have to be a little more specific, because technically I can see you naked, but you can be behind something, and I still see you, and you are naked.
Oh, I'm not...
This kind of technicality usually doesn't go over well in...
Oh, I'm not covered up at all.
Technically...
I'll wear socks. Does that make you feel better?
No.
No, that's pretty common.
But I'll look at the socks.
I didn't...
Wow, he didn't say they're on his...
Yeah, I was about to say that.
He's.
I guess that breaks the naked rule, though, doesn't it?
What naked rule?
Well, you, the premise of this question is if you saw me and I was naked, and then if you say, "Oh, I'm actually wearing a t-shirt," well,
okay, no socks.
You're not naked. All right, then still closing my eyes.
What are you guys negotiating exactly?
I don't know, but...
Because it sounds like Will's trying, like...
I feel like Will has an
he's
agenda.
He's making conditions to make you more comfortable. It's
what's your safe space? What would you do if you saw me naked?
Anywhere close to my genitals.
I'd look at the space, perineum.
So please.
What's the perineum?
So you know that space in between your butthole and your balls?
That's
the perineum.
Yes. Oh,
yes,
I guess
very well.
Or a grundle. So,
the question's where does your eye go first? What kind of angle are you at? Where that's the first.
I'm underneath you, and something. You're standing over me like a pyramid. That's the angle.
But that
what's
so
what's going
that
on
means
here?
That there was like an interaction where it's like, "Hi, Will, nice to see you. I'm going to get naked and then stand over you." This is like first visual interaction. Are you hiding in a toilet bowl?
Okay.
I can't think of
here's
any
here's other, how like, it can happen.
Are you like the Steven monster?
We're on a water slide
in a shower drain.
Like, and you're in front of me.
I don't.
And your shorts
like
just
this.
So happen to slide
I
down.
Don't like this.
And you in shock, you stand up.
I'm saying no.
And me, I always no. slide on my I back no. when I'm going on a water slide. And I just so happen to stop because my shoulders hit your feet. It's at
How
the end.
How do you stand up on a water slide?
I'm thinking one of those like hillbilly poor water slides that's just a mat that you spray down with a hose.
So, when you say water slide, you mean the literal...
Yeah,
like,
slip and slide.
...amusement park attraction, not... No, see, that's still... See, I think he's talking about something else. I'm trying to figure out exactly what you're referring to. Does this take a lot of guys to construct?
No comment.
All right, let's give this a shot. So Google Home has a built-in game, or a few games, and one of them is a trivia game. And so we'll just go with that. So basically, the Home won't be able to hear you guys, so I'll have to repeat your answers to the Home. And I'll probably just edit out me repeating the answers.
Sounds good.
So just keep that in mind.
Everything we say, Tyler has to repeat. So we should say some funny stuff that Tyler can't say.
Oh, of course.
I thought that went without saying. Okay, Google. Let's play a game.
Oh yeah, this is so much better than telling you about the weather. Let me get into character.
Patronizing.
Welcome to Are You Feeling Lucky? The game show that you can play in your pajamas. I'm the host, your Google assistant. How many contestants? I need a number.
Four.
Four contestants. Sounds good. We'll play five rounds. Let's hear from you now. I have some important questions to ask. Contestant one, please say tater tot.
Tater tot.
Wait a second. I'll call you tater tot if that's okay with you. If it isn't okay with you, maybe you can just put up with it for the next
Seems
few minutes.
Kinda leading.
Contestant two, can you say butterfly?
Butterfly.
That sounded really cool coming out of your mouth. I'll have to call you Butterfly from now on.
Did
Contestant
she just take
three,
the same
please say WizKid.
WizKid.
Hello, WizKid. Wait, okay. Did I just call you WizKid? I guess that's your name now. Let's see.
I'm
Contestant four, will you say flat top?
Oh.
Flat top?
Cool. I had you say that because it's the name I have for you on the card. I'm supposed to call you Flat Top. The game starts now. Tater Tot, you're up. To end the game at any time, say stop. Here comes your next course. True or false, strawberries aren't actually berries.
True.
Superior brain power. You got it right. You're up. Butterfly, your question is next. This one is about the animal kingdom. True or false, camels have 8 sets of eyelids.
False.
Hey!
You're here to win. Great job. Camels have 3 eyelids. That's still a lot. Okay, let's go to WizKid now. It's time for your question. Get out your atlas. It's about geography. True or false, the red kangaroo is the national animal of Australia.
True.
No.
I don't like how they named Arthur P. Kid.
Are you serious? Of course that's right. Flat Total top, out of a your 50, turn. 50? Your question is here. Lights, camera, action. Ben Stiller stars in which of these movies? Zoolander. Dark Shadows. Or 8 Mile.
I'm pretty sure it was 8 Mile. He was alongside Eminem. I'm going to say Zoolander.
That was an easy one. You got it right. It's time for round two. Get ready, Tater Tot. Here comes your question. Technology question. Who invented the battery? Alessandro Volta. Alexander Graham Bell. Or Robert E. Kahn?
Alessandro Volta.
Yes. Oh, wow.
You answered the heck out of that one. Okay, let's go to Butterfly now. Your question is coming. It's a technology question. Who is the inventor of radar? Thilo Farnsworth. Ebenezer Radar. Or Heinrich Hertz?
Whatever the first guy was.
Nope. Good try, though. It was Heinrich Hertz. Get ready, whiz kid. Your question is coming.
I wanted
to
go
with
that, but my
thought was... What's 23 plus 16?
I don't think the inventor was German.
40. 29. Or 39.
I need to hear the question again. I couldn't hear it.
Repeat the question.
Again. What's 23 plus 16? 40. 29. Or 39?
39.
Nice.
Yes,
yay,
that's right.
Basic
Flat
arithmetic.
Top, you're up. This is your question. Okay, history buff. Here it is. How old was Henry Ford when the Model T was introduced?
Jesus.
63, 45, or 32?
63.
Not this time. The real answer is 45.
I think we're tied.
Let's play round three, and we are back to Tater Tot. It's time for your question. Take a deep breath. Here it comes. True or false, there was almost a fifth Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle named Kirby.
False.
Strong effort, but it's just not enough this time. I was looking for true. Butterfly, it's your turn. Your question is coming. Your topic is TV.
No pressure.
What TV program won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Drama in 2011? Dexter, Mad Men, or Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
Come on.
I guess you can't know everything. Sorry. The correct answer is Mad Men. Whiz kid, you're up. Here's your next question. Okay, it's about movies. Which movie stars Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas, and Evangeline Lilly? Top Gun, Pitch Perfect, or Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
Wow, you pulled that one out of your hat. Great job. Now, onto Flat Top.
Oh, is that what
next
you meant
question.
To say?
Here comes.
Yeah.
True or false, rice is thrown at weddings to help ward off evil spirits.
True?
You nearly got it. The answer is, in fact, false.
Don't patronize me.
Round four. Let's play. Here's one for Tater Tot. Your question is coming up. The subject is geography. True or false? Arabia is in Africa.
True.
Wrong.
We're not doing so hot.
Not this time. It's actually false. Arabia is not in Africa, but there is a large Arab population in North Africa. Butterfly, you're up. Next question. This one's about geography. The longest and deepest rail tunnel in the world runs between Italy and Switzerland. How long is it? 51 miles, 35 miles,
don't
or 11
laugh.
Miles.
It ran between which countries?
Switzerland and Italy.
Here's the question.
31
again.
Miles.
That was smart.
Wow, you pulled that one out
Is
of your hat. Great
person?
Job. And we are back to Wiz Kid. Here's your question. Here's one for my new album. What Beatles song was also a movie? Here comes the sun. Come together. Or a hard day's night.
Here comes the sun.
I know. Darn it. Luck is not on your side this time. You got it wrong. I was looking for a hard day's night. On to our next contestant, Flat Top. Here's your next question. A people question for you. True or false, Mickey Mouse's original name was Mortimer Mouse.
False.
I guess you can't know everything. Sorry, the correct answer is true.
All right, I think last round.
We've reached the final round. Get ready for your last question. Next up, it's Tater Tot. This is your question. This one is about food. True or false, avocados are technically legumes.
True.
Dang it. Should have asked you a question about tater tots.
Sorry, tater tot. Well, the correct answer
is
false.
Did it say dang it?
Get ready, butterfly. Prepare for your question. A TV question. Nice. Which character is in Glee? Quinn Fabre. Stacey Branning. Or Stink Fly?
Ethan, this is you.
Oh,
please say your answer again.
The chick.
Which character is in Glee? Quinn Fabre. Stacey Branning. Or Stink Fly?
Stacey
Branning. Darn it. That gets a zero on the correctness scale. You should have said Quinn Fabre. Next up, it's WizKid. Here's your next question. The subject is language. Pick the word that means strong and muscular, evocative, renowned, or brawny.
Brawny.
That's totally
awesome. There's brains and there's brawn.
Right. Good job. Here's one for Flat Top.
Quicker picker upper.
Here comes your question. You seem comfortable with numbers, so I'll give you some math to do. What's 41 minus 19? 22. 21. Or 13?
Carry the four.
One more time. What's 41
Next
minus 19?
Next year you will be.
22. 21. Or 13?
22.
Did you hear that? They went
Flat
crazy.
Top. You did it.
Not like good applause crazy, like throw shit the fan crazy.
And with that sound, your game is over. Let's see how you did. That was quite a battle. The contestants did their best, and that's all that I can ask of you. But in the end, there was only one person who can plant the flag of victory on the top of the mountain. WizKid, you are that person.
Good
and
job,
this
Arthur.
Is your moment. Savor it. Yeah. Okay, that's done.
I don't know if any of you noticed, but we did get a listener question on our Twitter. So here's our question. I have a question to submit to the hosts, or for the hosts. What male figure would you consider as a hero? Please limit your answers to blood relatives of either Tyler or Will. And this is from my dad.
Which male figure do I consider?
Male blood relative.
Of us.
This is a tough one.
I don't believe that you can be forced to pick the healthiest cow out of a herd of sick animals.
I'll pick Noah.
That was good.
I'm going to turn it around on my dad and say my brother Chase, who passed away. So if he wants to play that game.
That was a good answer, Tyler.
So
I don't have one that's better than that.
Comedy. Just
beating you all to the punch.
I mean, I didn't know him well at all, but I saw him a lot in Royal Rangers, and I did. I mean, he exhibited many, many more positive characteristics than I've seen from Will or Tyler, so I'll go
That's fair.
Chase's also.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
Mr. Cardwell, who's your favorite son?
Ooh!
They don't have to be blood relatives, though. So
I don't.
So like, if you ever sick burned someone, and you're like, son, then that right counts. That's pineapple. On the table.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wait to see. We'll wait to see how this all turns out. All right, Will, do you want to wrap up the show?
Okay, that's the end of the podcast. If you want to send us questions, go ahead and submit them to Twitter. And follow our YouTube, Talking Fail, on YouTube. Just Google it. And like our Facebook page. It's called Talking Fail. You can figure it out. Follow me on Snapchat specifically if you want some sweet nudes.
Snapchat.
And that's the end of the episode. Say bye, everyone.
Das vidanya.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Special thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly with donations on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/talkingfail. Contact us on Twitter at @talkingfail. And you can download our shows at talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
I don't know a lot of words.
That worked out.